From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Dex, July 31st, on chain and off, the five stories setting today's crypto agenda. Let's get into it. First, from Crypto Briefing, BlackRock clients purchase $183 million in Bitcoin as institutional appetite keeps growing. Institutional dominance in Bitcoin ETFs raises market concentration risks, potentially amplifying volatility if BlackRock alters its strategy. The post-BlackRock clients purchase $183 million in Bitcoin as institutional appetite keeps growing appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next. Second, from You Today. Bitcoin wallets at risk after critical cold card security bugs get exposed. Bitcoin self-custody users are being urged to move their funds after Block disclosed two critical vulnerabilities in multiple generations of cold card hardware wallets. Block's engineering and security teams started getting reports of Bitcoin being remotely stolen from non-BitKey wallets and began an investigation. It turned out that cold card MK2, MK3, MK4, Q, and MK5 devices have security flaws. Up next, third, from BN Crypto, Ethereum Bitcoin ratio hits 3-month high, but don't count on altcoin season yet. 0.030. That's the Ethereum Bitcoin ratio this week, the highest it's been in 3 months. Bitcoin's dominance hovers around 58.7%, while Ethereum's share nudged up to 10.5%, leaving the broader altcoin slice near 30.8%. The squeeze on smaller tokens isn't new. It's been a 15-month stretch of sell pressure. Whales are still loading Ethereum, and institutional players like Bitmine and Arthur Hayes have kept adding to their positions, even as spot Ethereum ETFs see fresh inflows and Bitcoin funds see redemptions. The ratio is up about 10.5% month to month, but still down roughly 5% over 6 months and 12.6% year to date. So the next move will tell whether this is a genuine shift or a brief bounce. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Ethereum. Link in show notes. And then, fourth, from Crypto Slate, Bitcoin ETFs just broke a brutal $500 million losing streak, but the entire recovery is an illusion propped up by BlackRock. U.S. Spot Bitcoin ETFs snapped a four-session losing streak on July 29th and finished the day with $32.1 million in net inflows. However, one fund did all the lifting. BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust ETF, or iBit, pulled in $89.8 million, enough to cover the $43.1 million that left Fidelity's Wise Origin Bitcoin Fund, or FBTC, and the $14.6 million that exited the ARK 21 shares Bitcoin ETF, or ARKB. July 29th U.S. spot, Bitcoin ETF net flows, millions. iBit's inflow exceeded the complex's net result by exactly $57.7 million because the Fidelity and ARK outflows reduced BlackRock's contribution. Next, fifth, from Crypto Briefing, Upbit lists CFX trading pairs against KRW, Bitcoin, and USSDT on July 31st. Three new CFX pairs, KRW, Bitcoin, and USDT, went live on Upbit today. The exchange's depth should tighten spreads and give Korean traders a direct on-ramp, which could smooth out the price swings we've been seeing on smaller venues. With Conflux still navigating Chinese regulatory headwinds, this listing adds a layer of institutional credibility and may pull some capital back into the ecosystem. From a positioning standpoint, the extra liquidity is a quiet catalyst. It's not a headline-grabbing breakout, but it does make the market a bit more resilient. Keep an eye on order book depth and any shifts in volume as the pairs settle. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports CFX, link in show notes. Up next, sixth, from Cointelegraph, Crypto's next alt season may have fewer winners, Wintermute. So, Wintermute just dropped its OTC flow report for the first half of 2026, and it's saying that institutional investors are really starting to concentrate their activity in a much narrower group of digital assets. We're talking 72% of spot flow coming from institutions, which is the highest share on record. That's up from 61% in the second half of last year and 59% in the first half of 2025. What's interesting is that this concentration of institutional activity is happening in fewer tokens, and it's also fading faster after price surges. So, if we see an altcoin rally in the future, it might not be as broad as we're used to. Instead, it could be a more selective move, with only a few tokens really benefiting. To put some numbers on this, between the first half of 2024 and the first half of 2026, the number of unique tokens traded by institutional counterparties grew by just 24%. That's compared to 76% growth among retail clients. And when it comes to how long institutional activity sticks around after a price surge, it's fading after about one day. Retail activity, on the other hand, stays elevated for about 3 days. This is all part of a bigger trend where capital is clustering around a smaller group of altcoins. We've seen this in other data, like the fact that the 10 largest non-stablecoin altcoins account for about 80.5% of the non-Bitcoin, non-stablecoin market's capitalization. And it's not just Wintermute's data that's showing this. Other firms like CryptoQuant and Kaiko are seeing similar concentrations in exchange trading and trading volume. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. And then, 7th, from Cointelegraph, cold card issues MK3 warning as experts examine $38 million Bitcoin wallet drain. Cold card issues MK3 warning as experts examine $38 million Bitcoin wallet drain. CoinKite urged cold card MK3 users to migrate funds after identifying a potential seed generation risk as Bitcoin security experts separately examine an unexplained $38 million wallet drain. Canadian Bitcoin hardware maker CoinKite has warned users of its cold card MK3 signing device to move funds from wallets whose seed phrases were generated on affected firmware. On Thursday, CoinKite said seeds created on an MK3 running firmware version 4.0.1, released in March 2021, or any later MK3 version may put funds at risk. Next, 8th, from You Today. Can XRP overcome pressure? Zcash, Zeco, might bounce to $500. Did Hyperliquid, Hype, lose its importance? Crypto Market Review. Disclaimer: the opinions expressed by our writers are their own and do not represent the views of You Today. The financial and market information provided on You Today is intended for informational purposes only. You Today is not liable for any financial losses incurred while trading cryptocurrencies. Conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. Up next, 9th, from BN Crypto, Bitcoin miner, iREN stock, surges 30% after CEO says demand outstrips supply. Bitcoin miner, iREN Limited, NASDAQ iREN, another company that has pivoted to AI infrastructure, jumped 30% on July 30th, clawing back losses from a broader sell-off in AI infrastructure stocks. Co-CEO Daniel Roberts told investors that customer demand for iREN's computing capacity outstrips what the company can build right now. CEO points to contracted revenue, not the stock price. Rather than address the recent volatility directly, Roberts used a post on X to redirect attention to the business itself. And then, 10th, from Cointelegraph, Bhutan's Gelefu taps 3iQ to manage part of Bitcoin treasury. Bhutan's Gelefu taps 3IQ to manage part of Bitcoin treasury. 3IQ will manage an undisclosed portion of Gelefu Mindfulness City's Bitcoin treasury as Bhutan develops a digital asset investment hub. Bhutan's Gelefu Mindfulness City, GMC, has appointed Canadian digital asset manager 3IQ to manage a mandate backed by part of its Bitcoin treasury as the special administrative region develops a digital asset investment hub. Under the partnership, 3IQ will manage an undisclosed portion of the Bitcoin allocated to support Gelefu's development. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.